From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is the second and final episode of The Cloud Hotel.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Clara? Clara! I was standing on the stage of the Cloud Hotel, the strangest hotel I'd ever been to. We were only here because my sister had won a contest. But suddenly, my sister was missing. I didn't think she was behind the birdcage or in the tank of water, but I looked anyway. I frantically checked behind the stage curtain, but the only thing backstage were big lights on stands and more empty cages. Mason, do you have any idea where she went? Why isn't she answering us? It's okay. Seriously. How is this okay? What if a bat got her? If there are doves and rabbits living in this place, why not bats too? There are no bats. Clara's fine. I'll show you.
He walked over to the large, colorful box and opened the door. The little space inside it was empty. Mason closed the door and secured the latch. Then, using both his hands, he started to spin the large box around like it weighed nothing. I couldn't understand how he was doing it. Was the box on wheels?
What does this have to do with Clara? You'll see.
Mason gave the compartment one final spin and then opened the door.
Hey, Max! Clara? Where were you? How?
My breath quickened. This was wrong. 1 minute ago, Clara wasn't behind that door. The next minute, she was?
I don't like this. Something's fishy. I'm getting out of here. Max, wait!
I hurried out of the theater, but in my confusion, I got turned around. I didn't know where I was. Suddenly, I was in a long hallway with a checkerboard floor I hadn't seen before. I thrust open a door, hoping it would get me back to somewhere familiar. A man stood in the room, holding a giant torch in front of his face.
Fire! Fire! Sir, I'll get help!
I looked around for a fire extinguisher, but there wasn't one. When I looked back at the man, he was bringing the fire closer and closer to his mouth, and then he swallowed it. The flames were gone. I tried another door, trying to get away from all this weirdness. But then, what the? A woman floated in midair. A man in a top hat stood next to her, staring at her intently. When he looked up at me, his smile was calm. The woman didn't stir. Was she a ghost? How was she floating? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Max, hey, calm down. It's okay. There are horrible things here, Mason. Dangerous things. People are floating. They're eating fire. Max, I'm sure there's an explanation for this. There is an explanation, actually.
Archer LaRue had reappeared in the doorway. He walked towards us quickly, a smile on his face.
Apologies, kids. I thought you understood. This hotel, it's very special. It's a place for certain people to practice certain things.
Like talking to ghosts?
Ah, so you saw that. Rest assured, Max, this was only an illusion. There are no ghosts here. That was a live woman. And she's perfectly fine.
As if on cue, the door to the room where the woman was floating opened. The man in the top hat stepped out first, but right after him, on two steady legs, was the woman.
Hello there.
But how? Next, the fire-eating man stepped out of his room. His throat wasn't charred. His teeth weren't black with soot. He, too, seemed totally fine.
This hotel, Max, it's filled with magicians.
Magicians?
Illusionists, prestidigitators, conjurers, whatever you want to call it. People who practice sleight of hand to delight and amaze. We built this place for magicians to practice their craft. And whoever better to practice with but kids? Children, you see, have a better sense of wonder and excitement. They believe in things adults no longer believe in. And kids are extra smart. And if they see how a trick is done, they'll tell you.
So everyone here is practicing a magic act? Wow.
Well, not everyone. Most kids, you see, are just guests. You're lucky you got the invitation, though. Usually, one must be invited through a family member, someone who's a magician herself.
So, wait a second. The guy eating the fire, the woman floating, that was just a trick?
Indeed. Practicing magicians at work on their craft.
I'm a beginning magician, too, Mason said. That magic box on the stage, it's my illusion, actually. Part of my act. Not that I thought Clara would step inside, but it's how I knew how to get her to reappear. You'd better tell me how you did it. I don't like not understanding.
Ah, but Max, a magician never tells his secrets. That spoils the fun.
Everyone was looking at me like all of this was so normal. But I couldn't get the image of that floating woman out of my head. And surprises scared me. I just wanted everything to make sense. I think I want to go home. But why? No one's going to hurt you. It's all for fun. No. I want to go home. The problem was, I couldn't go home. Not right away, anyway. That mountain we'd climbed, you'd need special chains for your car tires, which my mom didn't have. And Steve, the old guy who drove us up here, he was unavailable until tonight.
I'll pick you up after the big performance, okay, Sonny? You want to stay for the big performance, don't you?
Do I have a choice?
Out the window, wispy fog kept drifting past.
I tried to tell myself it was just vapor. Nothing spooky, nothing magical. It's only a little while longer, Max, and I'll be here with you. And listen, I was in the dining hall just now, and this guy was doing tricks with rabbits. He stuffed one in his hat, and suddenly, there were two. It was fun. Well, how can two rabbits come out of one hat? It doesn't make sense. It's just an illusion, a trick. Something that looks like it's happening, but it isn't actually happening. And listen, no one's going to make me disappear anymore, okay? I promise. What if I showed you how to do a trick? Maybe then you would feel better. I looked up. All of a sudden, Mason was wearing a real magician's hat and even a cape.
What kind of trick?
Just a simple one. But it'll kind of explain what magic and illusions are all about.
Mason walked over and took a seat in a big chair. Then he pulled a shiny diamond ring from his jacket pocket.
See this? I'm going to pass it from hand to hand, just like so. Mason started to pass the ring quickly between his hands. Should you really be so clumsy with that? That diamond looks really valuable. Just watch it go from hand to hand, okay? I'm watching. And now, I'm gonna make it disappear. He flared out his fingers. The diamond ring was gone.
Whoa, cool, Clara said.
Then, I suddenly got it.
Oh, wait. This is a trick, isn't it? It's not real. You didn't lose it.
Right. See, magic is often about distraction. You think the ring is in this hand, right? And then it's gone? Maybe I lost it, but look.
He opened his other palm. Squished there, right in the center of his palm, was the ring. It hadn't vanished. It was just hiding.
Oh, cool.
You want to try?
Me?
Sure. Anyone can do magic, even you.
I took the ring from him and mimicked his same movements, hiding the diamond in my palm. Sure enough, it looked like I made it disappear.
You're pretty good. We might make a magician of you yet.
I laughed, and then I made the diamond disappear a dozen more times. And I have to admit, it was kind of fun. Well, just a little. The day passed pretty quickly once I understood what magic was, how it worked. Admittedly, it wasn't bad at all. I visited the reptile room. I got to pet a magician's rabbit. Clara and I went on a hike. Soon enough, I found myself in the theater for the big performance. Clara and I settled into velvet seats. I was surprised to see so many kids around us. Everyone was excited, eager to see the magician's act.
Welcome, Cloud Hotel guests. You're in for a special treat tonight. The mysterious Maison Larue is giving his very first performance. But before Maison begins, I'd like to give a special welcome to our new guests, Max and Clara. I think you're really going to enjoy tonight's show. Aren't they, Maison?
I think so. Speaking of which, would you both mind joining me on the stage?
On stage? I don't want to. Come on, Max. Everyone is clapping. I don't want to be part of a trick. It's all an illusion, remember? Come on, Max.
The audience cheered as Clara pulled me to my feet. My heart was pounding. Just because I'd been okay with making a diamond ring disappear didn't mean I wanted to float in midair or have swords put through my body. My legs wobbled as I made my way to the stage. Then, I noticed what an assistant was pushing onto the stage. It was that colorful box again, the one Clara had disappeared into.
Oh no, I'm not going into that thing.
Don't worry, you're not, Maison said. I just want you to watch, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are looking at is a magic box of wonder, a portal to another dimension. What if I told you I can make things appear from faraway lands? So let's start, shall we? You'll see there's nothing through this door, right?
Maison opened the door to the magic box.
Wave your hand in there, Max. Just make sure no one's hiding.
Carefully, I waved my hand inside the box, planting my feet so no one could push me in and make me disappear.
He's telling the truth. There's nothing in there. Perfect. Now, I'm going to close this door. Now, it's important to summon those from far away, that the box spins just like so.
Music started to play. And Maison started to spin the box around and around, spinning it like it weighed nothing. Then he waved his hands over the box mysteriously. What if I told you, Max and Clara, that you coming here wasn't because of a contest?
Well, sure it was,
Clara said.
I got an entry form at school.
Ah, yes. But that wasn't really an entry form. We knew you were going to win from the very beginning. It was an invitation, actually. We just wanted it to be a surprise.
But how could it be an invitation? Archer told us that the only way you usually get invited to the Cloud Hotel is if you know a magician.
Well, what if I told you that you did know a magician?
Pretty sure we don't.
That, my friend, is where you're wrong.
The box stopped spinning. The room went very still. The audience was on the edge of their seats.
Mason walked calmly to the door of the magic box. My heart started to pound. I was afraid of what would be on the other side of that door. What if it was something scary? A tiger? A bear? A ghost?
Max and Clara, meet your magician!
Dad? Daddy?
Max, Clara, oh, my darlings.
My eyes immediately filled with tears. There was my dad, still dressed in his army camo gear. He ran out to us, hugging us tight. I squeezed his arm to make sure it was really him and not an illusion. But it was actually him. I couldn't believe it. Are you back? Are you coming home?
I'm back, son. For good.
But wait. You're a magician?
Ah, just a minor one. Before joining the military, I was invited here long ago, about when I was your age. You see, Max and Clara, we come from a long line of magicians.
We do?
That's right. And at a certain age, we all come here. I came with my dad, too. It was right before he went into the military, in fact. You see, I used to think magic was scary, and definitely not something I could do. But what me and my dad learned here together, well, it helped me keep him close even when he was far away. That's really what magic is, holding something in your heart.
I hugged my father tight, thrilled and amazed. I had so many questions, but one stuck out the most. I looked at Mason.
How did you do that? How did you make him appear?
I stared at the box.
There had been no one inside it. I checked.
But somehow, my dad was here.
It was the best magic trick of all.
Come on, Max. You know a magician doesn't reveal his secrets. We keep them close to our hearts.
I took my dad's hand and smiled the biggest smile of my life. Maybe magic wasn't so bad after all.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is the second and final episode of The Cloud Hotel by Sarah Shepard. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.